Hi everyone, welcome back. This is module 5. We are dealing with monitoring a database with System Center 2012. So we're moving into the on-premises side of things and also branching out into the public cloud with our monitoring solution, giving us the best of both worlds. We are, of course, talking about System Center 2012 Operations Manager R2. And in this particular section, we're going to talk briefly about what Operations Manager is and how it works and why we have it. And then we'll delve a little bit further into how Operations Manager can monitor SQL, either running on-premises or connecting to a cloud-based system. So jumping straight into System Center 2012 Operations Manager R2. I guess one of the key things that all of us have got to do, and I guess some of our core responsibilities in our organization, and if we've got a service level and if we've got budgets and the demands are being asked of us are continually escalating, they're always going up. Our budgets usually are staying about the same. But if you're being asked to deliver this elastic, always available, highly scalable fabric across all your customers' needs, then you need some way to get ahead of some of the mundane tasks that are simply keeping the lights on in our data center. And instead focusing on the really important stuff that we need to know about that we potentially need to fix. If we're able to do this and we're able to laser focus down onto the stuff that's most important to us, then this allows us to focus on impactful projects that can help our organization achieve a substantial competitive advantage in the market while being a great partner to our application owners. If you're an IT pro in a service provider organization, you're likely mostly concerned about how to differentiate your offering so that you can better compete with some of those other cloud providers in the world. Being able to quickly offer new and value-add application services while keeping laser focus on our costs will help our businesses be more successful. So, whether you're a professional services provider or providing professional IT services within the company, there's a few things that you will want to expect from a modern data center and a modern cloud solution. Firstly, you want to be able to lower infrastructure costs and increase operational efficiencies. You want to be able to automate repeatable tasks so that you can focus on strategic projects. You want to benefit from a high level of cross-platform interoperability. You want to build and deploy modern self-service and highly available applications that can span data centers. And you want to unify your device environment and protect your corporate information so that you can empower your users. So let's jump into the meat of the discussion by introducing the key System Center capabilities. And as we go through these capabilities, particularly looking at infrastructure monitoring, which is where System Center 2012 Operations Manager R2 fits, I guess I'd like to anchor our discussion under some key areas that we all likely care about. The first key area is this consistency with the notion of Cloud OS. So hybrid is built into all of these key capabilities. And you're going to see how System Center 2012 Operations Manager truly enables common management that spans not only Windows Server, but also Microsoft Azure environments as well. Not only is System Center best of breed for Windows Server environments and Microsoft workloads, such as Exchange, SharePoint, and SQL, but it also enables robust management of heterogeneous data centers. System Center infrastructure management capabilities are enterprise grade and ready to use today. We're constantly striving to reduce complexity in your data center by making it easy to provision, manage, and operate infrastructure services based on Windows Server 2012 R2. And System Center has a relentless focus on optimizing your apps and workloads by arming us with the rich insights to help us deliver predictable application SLAs. After all, apps are what your business care about and the infrastructure needs to exist to support them. So the major thing that we're going to be looking at today in terms of these capabilities, we won't be drilling in this particular module into infrastructure provisioning or automation and self-service or even IT service management, but we're specifically going to be looking at infrastructure monitoring. And I guess as a part of that, we're also looking at application performance monitoring because not only is SQL Server part of the infrastructure, but also it also becomes a critical part of the application. So we need to look at both of those. So when it comes to infrastructure monitoring, particularly monitoring the SQL servers themselves, the IT department demands sort of three key areas. Firstly, we need to be able to monitor diverse environments. The reality is that our customers have heterogeneous data center environments spanning Windows and non-Windows environments, even though we might want them to be Windows only. They're looking for a single solution that can help them assure infrastructure health and configuration throughout those environments. The other thing that IT demands is that they want assurance of both physical, virtual, and cloud infrastructure health. So irrespective of the deployment topology, I don't care whether it's physical, I don't care whether it's virtual, I don't care whether it's cloud, we want the monitoring solution that will allow us to see the health of the overall environment. We want to be able to see where the health exists. We want it to go out to our different provider areas. We want to make sure that we're healthy all the time. And if we're not healthy, we want to be able to see what aspects of our infrastructure is unhealthy and what the flow-on effect of that is to the rest of our applications and services. IT also demands an assurance of reliable workload configuration. So our customers are looking for consistent, reliable configuration guidance as well as automation for their platform and workloads. System Center 2012 R2 delivers, firstly, best-of-breed Windows monitoring as well as robust cross-platform monitoring. And of course, Microsoft System Center is best-of-breed for Windows environments given our rich history with Operations Manager. One in four Operations Manager deployments monitors Linux today, which is very compelling for how far we've come along the path to cross-platform monitoring. We also provide cross-platform config support. So if you're looking for a solution that will allow you to manage your Linux and Unix machines over and above monitoring, things like patch management, application deployment, and even hardware and software inventory, we have capabilities within System Center for that as well. We deliver network monitoring and cloud infrastructure health. So network monitoring is one of the most requested System Center features and really rounds out our ability to monitor health across the whole stack. Network monitoring enables us to discover and monitor the health of physical devices, along with associated vicinity views that show that device is interconnected with the rest of the network, including the display of any virtual switches, and that's particularly important in a hybrid cloud type solution. From a cloud fabric health, we enable a dashboard view that brings together availability and performance metrics across storage, network, and compute fabric for the data center administrator. And this allows us to take remediation measures as necessary. We also have a management pack, for instance, for other cloud providers such as AWS. So that allows us not only to monitor our on-premises infrastructure, our Microsoft Azure infrastructure, but if we do happen to have multiple cloud providers, we can go and look at those as well. Finally, we deliver best practice workload configuration, and we can do this through our Configuration Manager product, but also through System Center Advisor, which allows us to consume best practice configuration guidance for our Microsoft workloads, such as SQL, Exchange, Link, SharePoint, Active Directory, to name a few, and bundle all of that information up and put it in our familiar Operations Manager console. If we look at a structure of how hybrid cloud monitoring can work, what we can see is we have an Operations Manager server down there on the bottom left-hand corner. Well, in actual fact, it could be a number of servers. Operations Manager has its own architecture in and of itself, and that's probably a discussion better left for a different Virtual Academy topic. Now, what you can see here is we have a number of different management packs that run inside Operations Manager. And these management packs are basically XML representations of different applications or services, how they work, how they fit together, what can possibly go wrong with them. We deploy those management packs onto agents running on servers, or we hit the monitoring APIs against Azure to get an idea of the overall health of either our devices, our services, or our infrastructure. As you can see here, we have an Azure management pack, which allows us to discover things like our databases, our VMs, our cloud services, and our storage service bus and Active Directory infrastructure in the cloud, and monitor those. Are they healthy? If they're not healthy, what's going on? What alerts are we getting back? What's fundamentally wrong with this, and how do we fix it? One of the great things about management packs is we not only find what's wrong with the environment, but we embed knowledge into the management pack. So when an alert comes up, we will give you inline cause and resolution information for that particular alert. What's causing it? What is my best foot forward in order to fix this particular problem? In the private cloud, we have similar type scenarios, but our management packs are far more greater in terms of their availability for the different workloads running in our private cloud. And this is only to be expected because not every single Microsoft workload runs in the public cloud as yet. Of course, don't forget, if you're using IaaS, infrastructure as a service, you can always put Operations Manager agents within the VMs themselves to get really deep monitoring, not just of the services and how they're running, but the applications running inside those services. So as we're talking about databases in this particular MVA course, yes, we can monitor those SQL databases, but we could also fire up an infrastructure as a service VM with SQL inside it and then start monitoring that via Operations Manager agent. In terms of our management packs for SQL, we have a SQL BI management pack. which is already out. We have the SQL 2012 Management Pack, which got updated in July and August 2013. And of course, we also have a SQL 2014 Management Pack now that the RTM date has released. So if you want that depth capability of monitoring SQL, we've got you covered there. Interestingly enough, when we did the update to SQL 2012, we had lots and lots of new monitoring capabilities and new rules within that management pack that really let us drill down into our SQL 2012 database. And all of these monitors and rules fundamentally went into the 2014 management pack as well. And you can see just some of them here. Now, if you like, we could sit here and we could talk about every single one of them, but we don't have another 2 or 3 hours, but it just gives you an idea of the types of investments being put into this management pack, the types of things that we can monitor. One of the other questions we get quite a lot is who actually builds these management packs? Is it a third party? Is it a partner? Is it internal? Who does this? And how can we trust it? How do we know that we're monitoring what we should be monitoring? When it comes to management packs, all of the management packs for our operating systems and applications are actually written by the team that writes the product itself. Those particular teams are probably best suited in order to determine what's right and what's wrong with their application. So we get them to write the management packs. And indeed, management packs become part of the common engineering criteria as well. In terms of performance monitoring improvements, we've done a number of things in the management pack to ensure that we can monitor the performance of every new aspect of SQL Server as and when it becomes available. We've put a lot of effort into making sure that always-on discovery is working effectively, as well as the performance of the always-on technology. We also have done some changes in the run-as configuration to ensure that we can monitor a SQL Server cluster in a low privilege scenario as well. So we don't necessarily need to be running the management packs as privileged accounts. If you're interested in what these management packs look like, we've got a couple of screenshots here. So this is a screenshot of the SQL Server database summary dashboard. Now, the beauty of this is you do not need to know how to build this dashboard. This comes in the pack by default with SQL Server 2012 or 2014 management pack. It looks really useful. It gets us an idea of a traffic light distinction for all of our SQL servers. It lets us highlight one of those, drill down into individual performance metrics, and even gives me a set of graphs giving me an idea of how those particular databases and database servers are performing. When an issue occurs, it becomes very obvious very quickly on this dashboard what is wrong. And from anywhere on this dashboard, we can actually pivot to the individual alerts that are being created that are causing this particular field to turn red and tell us that it's in an error condition. So anywhere within this product, it's very easy to pivot to the information you need to get an idea of exactly what's going wrong. So what we're going to do now is jump into a bit of a demo and have a look at some more aspects of SQL monitoring and see what we can see there. Okay, so welcome back. Now, what you can see here is the admin console for System Center 2012 Operations Manager R2. And this particular product is running in our on-premises data center. And at the moment, it is monitoring not just our on-premises SQL servers, but also our SQL instances in Microsoft Azure as well. So for those of you that aren't familiar with Operations Manager, I'm going to give you a bit of a tour of exactly what this can show us in terms of what's happening with our SQL infrastructure. Now, as you can see at the moment, we are currently connected to the monitoring node. So this is where you will spend most of your time as an administrator that's responsible for the health of your environment. As you can see here, we have a grand total of 5 computers being monitored in this environment, with 3 of them in a non-monitored state at the moment, most likely because, for whatever reason, we've chosen not to deploy an agent to them. The stuff that we have deployed an agent to, you'll see that we're a very healthy environment. All 5 of them are in a critical state. So this overview pane will give us a bit of an idea of what's happening in our environment. Now, when it comes to looking at what's actually wrong, we can scroll down in our monitoring section here, and basically we can get some generic information about the active alerts that are happening out there, what we've discovered in the environment, the distributed applications that we've created, as well as any tasks that we've executed, and the current state of our Unix and Linux computers, as well as our Windows computers. But these are just generic views. They don't drill down into individual products necessarily. So if we want to get that capability, each management pack that we install that represents a different product being monitored will create a folder for itself. Now, we're interested in SQL, so we'll scroll down and we can see our SQL Server folder here. Notice what we do is we have our generic views first, active alerts, computers, and task status. And then we can start drilling down into the individual feature sets of SQL Server, such as the health of the always on high availability feature, the health of our databases, overall performance, et cetera, et cetera. So first thing we're interested in is our active alerts. When we click on our active alerts view, we can see straight away we have four critical alerts for the MS SQL Server service running on various machines, as well as a warning for MS SQL Server. Now, if we're interested in which machine this is running on, what we can do is we can highlight one of these alerts. And notice what happens on the right-hand side there. When I click on an alert, my tasks pane changes to show me relevant tasks and relevant procedures that I can follow for this particular server. Now, we know we're looking at a SQL Server error, therefore these tasks change to suit. As we scroll down, you can see that I have the ability to run reports on SQL Server straight away to get more information, and also to run tasks against the SQL database engine. So if I think that maybe in order to fix this particular problem, I need to simply stop the SQL Server service, I can do this remotely on this machine from here. Now, at the moment, you'll notice that the source we're getting this from is MS SQL Server. Which machine is that running on? Well, we could look at the alert details to find that out, or we can do the same thing by pulling the properties of the alert up, which will give us all the information that you see in the details pane down below, and a whole lot more besides. If we open this up and go into the key details field, we can see straight away that the source is coming from the MS SQL Server service. If we scroll down into the alert description, we can see that this is coming from the machine sco1.contoso.com. And the problem we have here is the runner's account doesn't exist on this particular target system or doesn't have enough permissions for operations manager to do what it needs to do. You'll see here we have a severity of critical and a priority of medium, and this particular alert has been there for 129 days, and it's happened 123 times, as we can see from its repeat count. So it's really good to see that the administrators are on top of this issue and have gotten it fixed in a relatively expeditious manner. Now, with one of these alerts, we can feed these alerts into a ticketing system, such as System Center 2012 Service Manager. And in a bi-directional fashion, we can assign an owner to this problem and have that filter into Service Manager and effectively go to the appropriate service analyst. Or alternatively, in Service Manager, we can set that field and have that trickle back in here as well. For the purposes of the demo, I'm going to change that, and I'm going to make the owner of this particular issue the administrator. So now, what would happen is this would simply filter back to the Service Manager implementation. The administrator would get an email to say they've got a new ticket come in, and the ticket would be created and the ID for that would be automatically populated back here as well. Notice the alert description. Cannot log on to database. So it gives us a bit of information as to what is going on here. And you can see that each alert has a status. So when the alert comes into the system, the first thing it will be identified as is a new alert. And we have the ability here to change that alert status. Now, we come with a number of default alert statuses out of the box, and of course, you can change that yourself if you need to as well. So we can change that, for instance, to awaiting evidence, assigned to engineering, acknowledged, scheduled, resolved, or closed. In actual fact, out of the box, we only ship with two statuses, and that is new and closed, but you can add as many as you like in. Now, why you might do this is you might have a rule in Service Manager that's looking for a change in that particular alert status. And maybe that change will then cause it to call out to a runbook or to some kind of activity to automatically perform some workload against that based on the alert status change. So maybe I'll change it to acknowledged here. The next tab we have in the properties of an alert is a particularly useful one, and that is product knowledge. The product knowledge tab gives me a summary, a causes, and a resolution to this particular problem. This is particularly useful because we are building product knowledge into this. So straight away, we're telling the administrator what is wrong here. What has caused this issue? How do I fix this problem? Company knowledge expands on product knowledge in another way. Company knowledge says, right, in our company, when this particular issue occurs, this is the step we will take. This is the process we will follow to fix this, as distinct from product knowledge that comes from Microsoft's product teams. The company knowledge here might be, call this particular third-party provider, log a ticket, get them to come and fix it. The history tab, any changes that get made to this alert and committed to this alert will be captured in this history tab. This is very useful because if an administrator makes a change or comments on this particular alert, we can see it here. For instance, I might say as an administrator, I have no idea what is wrong. I can apply that straight away. That comes into the alert history, the time and date it was put in, and the person who put it in. So we now know the administrator has no idea what's wrong, and maybe we need someone else to help us. The alert context field gives us information about the alert in an XML format for use in other areas. And the custom fields section here is basically backwards compatibility with the previous version of Operations Manager. So we'll click OK, that gives us a lot more information. Now let's just say that I want to get a bit of a traffic light view of all of the computers that are running SQL Server in my organization. I can click on computers here, and that will build me a view that shows me all of my computers running SQL and what their current state is. Now you'll notice that each of those is in a critical state. We saw that SCO01 had a problem before, but we can also see that Service Manager has a problem. If I need to get information about what is wrong there, I can very quickly and easily open an alert view directly tagged to that Service Manager machine so that I can see all of the alerts that are happening purely for that Service Manager. As you can see, we've got some serious problems here. We've got real-time protection disabled, that's a bit of an issue. We've got some definitions not present in our real-time protection and a bunch of other things that are wrong here as well. So again, simply by pivoting to a machine I know has an issue, I can start drilling down and seeing exactly what's wrong there. And I'll just close that down. In fact, I'm really worried about the way this is showing up. So maybe I need a graphical representation of that. I'll open up a diagram view. And the diagram view will let me see the machine in a diagrammatic perspective and allow me to drill down to see exactly where the issues are. So now I can see my Service Manager machine has a problem. I can see there are issues with Service Manager itself, so I'll open that up. And maybe I'll see what critical problems I've got here as well. And we can see that our critical problems look to be somewhere within the Service Manager section itself. So we've got some real issues there. If I want to know more about that, I can now open up the Health Explorer, and the Health Explorer will show me that, well, in actual fact, we have a problem with System Center Advisor here. That is where the issue is lying. We need to go and fix that. So there's a lot of information we can pivot to very quickly and very easily. When it comes to looking at performance of machines, performance of SQL Server, I can drill down into our performance charts here, and we have a whole bunch of different performance charts. We can build our own simply by clicking on a performance chart. I can get an idea of how many user connections have been happening, and I can even change the time range to show me exactly how long I want to look at for the different user connections in this space as they've been occurring across all of the different databases, all the different servers running across each of those machines. I also have a very in-depth reporting capability here. So if I scroll down, I can see reports for SQL Server 2005, 2008, and SQL Server 2012. And these represent the different SQL management packs that I've installed into this environment. Notice I can run reports quickly and easily across things like the database space available, a lock analysis, getting an idea of the top 5 deadlock databases, etc. And it simply becomes a matter of clicking on the report, choosing open, and then filling in the information that's needed by the report, which then executes against the SQL data warehouse to get information about what's going on. Bear in mind, as I said before, this can monitor our on-premises environment and our Microsoft Azure environment. So a lot of capability here in Operations Manager. I certainly think it's something that you should definitely check out in the more in-depth courses. All right, let's get back to the presentation. Okay, welcome back. You have seen this slide many times, Technical Evaluation Center, check it out. Virtual Labs, lots of Operations Manager Virtual Labs available for us on TechNet. Definitely want to check that out. And finally, MVA. If you have a look around MVA, you will find plenty of courses on Operations Manager as a product for monitoring our on-premises environment as well as our cloud environment. So I do encourage you to check out some of those more specialized courses to give you far greater depth of information than what you may have got here today. Right, Module 5 is a wrap. We'll be coming back with Module 6, the final module. Click that link, make sure you stick with us.